Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Maseches Chagiga Daf Yudal. We are holding seven lines from the top. Amar li Shmuel l'chia barav. Shmuel tells Chia, the son of Rav. Bar Arya, the son of a lion, the son of a Talmud Chacham. That's how he called him. Ta, come here, Emelach, let me tell you Milsa. Let me tell you something, Mahani Mili Malyusa. One of those good things that your father used to say, the Havar Omar Avuch. Kol Yomi V'Yom, every single day, Nevroid Malachi Ashareis Min Nahar Dinar. Malachim are created anew from this Nahar Dinar. That is the source of these Malachim. V'Amri Shira Ubathli. They say Shira on that day and they cease to exist. It's a once-in-a-lifetime privilege. A very short-lived life. That's their purpose, to say Shira, and then they cease to exist. Shenemar chadosh im labkarim. Hashem creates malachim anu every single day. Rabba umenosecha. This reinforces our absolute faith in Hashem's being the source of all existence. New world, new set of malachim every single day. So the malachim come about from this Nahar Dinar, this fiery river up in Shemai. Now this opinion is in dispute of Rav Shmuel. Uplig the Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni. Da'amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni Amar B'Yenison. Where do Malachim emanate from? Kol Dibur V'Dibur. She'yotzeim P'Yagadosh Baruch Hu. Every word that emanates from Hashem, those expressions, those words, create the Malachim. Nivra Mimenu Malach Echad. She'nemar V'Dvar Hashem. Shomnaim Nasu. U'Buruach Piv Kol Tzvam. The Tzvam, Hashem's legions, Hashem's Malachim, are created through Ruach Piv. Now we have a stira between two psukim which describe the image, the vision of the Shechina. One pasuk says, Levushei kislag chivar Hashem's covered with a white coat of, looks like a snowy white coat. Visar reishei, and the hair on his head, ka'amar nak, is like clean white wool. So he's enclosed in white. V'ksiv, another pasuk in Shir Hashirim says, he's covered in black. Kvud soysov tal talim shcheirus koyrev. His hair locks are like, they're black, like a raven. So which one is it? Is the Shechina covered in black or in white? Loikash, their answer is like this. Kan b'yeshiva. When we are presenting the way the Shechina sits in the Bezdin, b'yeshiva, then the older looking, the more mature looking, the better. And in that context, we describe him as being white, older and mature. Kambe Muhammad, the youthful look, the black locks, that's appropriate for when the Shechina is engaged in warfare against the Ove Yisrael, etc. Da'amar Mar, Ein Lechano Ebi Yeshiva El Zakin. Zakin is appropriate for Yeshiva, sitting in a Bezdin, judgment. Ve'ein Lechano Ebi Muhammad El Bachar. Regarding warfare, youth reigns supreme. Ka Sevechad Oimer. Then we have another stira between one pasuk which says, Karsei, Shvivin Dinur. Hashem's seat is like fiery flashes. So Hashem has one seat. Because of Echad Omer. And another pasuk we have, Adi Karsavin Ramav. So here it's Karsavon Lashon Rabin, double seat. Va'atak Yomin Yosef. So Hashem has two seats. Like Kasha, the answer is like this. Echad Loi Ve'echad Adavit. One chair is for Hashem, for the Shechina. And the one next to it is for David HaMelech Kedesanya. As we learned in the Braisu, Echad loy v'echad David, one for him and one for David. David Rabbi Kiva. Oh, Malay Rabbi Yisag Lili, Akiva. How can you say that? Ad Mosai Ata Oisa Shechina Chayel. How could you equate a bus of a dump to the Shechina? You are degrading the Shechina. Ella, rather, the two seats are used as follows. Echad Adin v'echad Etztak. One is an expression of Hashem's Midas Hadin. Hashem stays the same, but Hashem expresses himself differently, depending on the time, depending on the situation. So one kisei is Hashem's expression of strictness. Ve'achad tztaka, one is tztaka and chesed. We speak a lot about this on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. We ask Hashem to be yoshev al kisei rachamim. That's why we have two arrangements. Divi Rabbi Akiva. So that's the two seats. Kibla Mine. So this was who speaking? Rabbi Yisrael Klili. He was challenging Rabbi Akiva. One for him, one for David, that doesn't work. Rather, one is din, one is stuck. The question is, kibla minei, oy loy kibla minei. Did Rabbi Akiva accept this new pshat or not? Tashma, listen to this riot that he did accept. Echad din vechlet stuck, David Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva himself interpreted the two kisois as being one for din, one for stuck. So apparently he accepted it from Rabbi Yisekli. Amalei Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah. So Rabbi Lezer turns to him, Akiva, Malacha Itzel Haggadah. What are you doing getting involved in Divrei Haggadah? That's not your expertise. That's not your specialty. Klach, refrain midvarei secha from your words. Stop speaking. Veleich Itzel Negoim V'Halis. Until you get to your topic, your specialty, Negoim. Halachas of Tumma. Get involved over there. Leave Haggadah for somebody else. Ella rather says Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, I'll tell you the pshat in the double chair. Echad lekisei vechad lishrafraf. One is the actual chair, one is the Hashem's footrest, so to speak. Kisei leishiv alav, the seat is to sit on. Shrafraf ladam raglav. The shrafraf refers to that stool on which he places his legs. Shnemar shamayim kisei v'aretz hadim raglav. So the pasuk contains both elements. Shamayim is the kisei, and on the aretz is the hadim raglav. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, Omar, he said as follows. We take a close look at the psukim. Well, Yishaya Hanavi foresaw, forewarned, foretold those tragic events that will occur at the time of Churban. We find Shmoina Esri Kalalis, that there are 18 Kalalis applied to Kalal Yisrael in those psukim. Kilel Yishaya Esri Yisrael. V'lo Yineskar Adaita. He wasn't at ease. He wasn't happy. Acha Amar Lehem Amikra, he wasn't satisfied until he added the next one on top of the 18 klolos. The pasuk which says Yirhavu Hanar Bezokin, youngster will express haughtiness against the Zokin Vanikla Benichbod, and the lowly fellow will challenge the respectful fellow. Okay, what are the 18 klolos? Shmoyes or klolos manin? Chsev ki yine aden Hashem tzvakos. Hashem was going to remove all these leaders and elements of support that Klal Yisrael possesses. Hashem will take away all these things. Meser mi Yerushalayim, he's going to remove from Yerushalayim umi Yehuda. Mishon, if you count, there are 18. Mishon, something to lean on. Umash eino, call Mishon lechem, we call Mishon mayim. The Gemara will explain all these things. Gibor, he'll take away the Gibor. Vish mochama, shayfet, v'navi, v'kaisim, v'zakein, sarchamishim, unusu panim, v'yayitz, an advisor, v'chacham, charoshim, Unavoin lachash. He's going to remove all our leaders, our Talmid Chachamim. V'nasati na'arim sareim. Instead, he's going to place na'arim. He's going to allow the youngsters to become their leaders, the ministers. V'salulim yimshulabam. The Gemara will go through the entire pasuk. And this pasuk contains 18 mishaps, 18 klolos. Let's go through the pasuk. Mishon, Hashem will remove a leader that we lean on. Elu Bali Mikra, those that are experts in Tanakh. The word Mishana is referring to Elu Bali Mishnah, the experts in Mishnayis, who elaborate on the Pesukim. They give us deeper meaning to the Pesukim. That's why it's Masha'ino, it's a step further. Keep going, for instance, Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema v'Chaverev. So this group of Chachamim were experts in Mishnayis. To what extent? Listen to this. Pli Geba. Rapop and Rabbanon. There was a machlokes between Rapop and Rabbanon. To what extent they were involved in Mishnayos? Chad Omar, one says, Sheish Meyos Sidre Mishnah. They actually were involved in 600 sections of Mishnayos, as opposed to our 6. Perhaps it was more elaborate, in greater detail. V'chad Omar, Sheva Meyos Sidre Mishnah. They had 700 Sidorim. The pasuk continues. I'm going to remove from Yerushalayim kol mishan lechem. Who are these? Elu bali Talmud, the Gemara experts. Just as lechem is one's main sustenance, Talmud is our main sustenance. Our neshama lives from Gemara. A deeper analysis and deeper understanding of Torah. And also, just as lechem is ready to eat, Talmud presents all the halachas in a clear, ready-to-eat manner. Allows us to deduce halachas and affords us the clarity needed to apply halacha to our day-to-day lives. And we find in the pasuk that Torah is compared to bread. Shenemar lechu lachmu b'lachmi, v'shesu b'yein mesachti. The pasuk continues, I'm going to remove v'chol mishon mayim. What is that? Elu bali agada. Those are the experts in drashas and agada, and words of inspiration. Shemoishchen libo shel adam kemayim ba'agada. They draw people's hearts. They arouse interest. Just like water flows, they facilitate that flowing in our hearts. They pull us and draw us into the topic that they were discussing. The interesting, informative topics of Agada. Furthermore, the pasuk says, Gibor, who's that? Zebal Shmois, the fellow who's a baki in halachis. V'ish melchama, who's that? Ze sheyodea lisa v'litim melchamta shoter. He knows how to debate and have the discussions of Torah. Shofet, it's a dayan, Shadon, din emes lamita, he was involved in honest judgments. Navi kimashmoy, a prophet. Koisem, what is that? Ze melech, a king. Shenemar kesem al sifsei melech. So you see, kesem and melech go together. Somewhere that kesem, koisem is like, you know, in Kusamim biyadam by Bilam, some form of magic. So they would express these chants. So the melech, he expresses his will and issues orders in a precise and defined manner. So koisem ze melech. Furthermore, zakin, who's that? Zer sheroi li yeshiva, a zakin who's fit for the bezdin, zer shekana chachma. The pasuk continues, I'm going to take away sar chamishim. What's that? Al tikri sar chamishim. Instead of reading chamishim 50, el sar chumoshim. He's a master of the chumoshim, of the chamishim chum sheteir. Zer sheyedea lisa v'litin b'chamishim chum sheteir. Dover, achar another pshat in sar chamishim, k'de rabbi avo, d'om rabbi avo, Mikan she'im amidin meturgman al atzibur. We learn from this pasuk that we don't appoint a meturgman, an announcer who would present the drasha to the tzibur in public. Pachas mechamishim shana, unless he's 50 years old and reached that level of maturity, in which case it's appropriate for him to serve the public in this capacity. So according to this pshat, sar chamishim means literally a 50-year-old sar. Unusu panim, what is that? Zeshenoisin panim ledoyer ba'avuri lamalo. A leader who brings about the favor of Shemayim, applies chen to Klal Yisrael. They noisi panim ledoyer. They turn to his dur and they favor the dur on account of him. He represents the dur and evokes favor from Shemayim. So he does it lamalo and Shemayim because of him. Kigoyin abchanir ben dois. He was a Baal Masim Toiv, and the Gemara says that Kolo Ilum Kuloi, the Gemara in Tainis, the Chavdal, the Rashi brings, the whole Kolo Ilum Kuloi Ein Anizan El Bishvil Hanani Bani, the entire world gets their sustenance on account of this Tzadik Hananya. So Bracha came to the world through him. He was the conduit of Bracha. Or Lamata. At times, you can have a Tzadik who represents the Tzibur Lamata, and on account of him, there is favor coming from the government. Kigoyin Rabbi Avo, Bei Kesar. Rabbi Avo was held in high esteem by the Kesar, by the leaders, the Roman leaders' home. The pasuk continues, I'm going to take away the Yayitz. What is that? She'edela Aber Shanim. He's well versed in all the mathematical equations necessary for Ibur HaShana, V'l'gbaya Chadoshim, to establish the months, the calendar. V'chacham, what is that? Zil Talmud HaMachim Es Rabbeisa. A Chacham who's so into his learning and so wise that he brings about more chachma, generates more wisdom than his Rebbe taught him through his questions, through his deeper analysis, in the words of his Rebbe. What does charasha mean? He's such a wise man, b'shosha, b'seach, b'divrei Torah. As soon as he starts speaking Torah words, ha'koyl nasin k'cherish, and everybody suddenly is silent, like the pasuk, ba'atem tachrishin. Cherish in Chazal means like deaf, but it's just a way of saying silence, because that person can't hear. Everything to him is silence. So as soon as they hear this person speaking, everybody, let's hear what he has to say. V'navayin, what does that mean? Z'ameivin davar mitech davar. He has the ability to generate deeper understanding from the material that he was taught. Lachash, what is that? Z'sheroi limsel edivrei Torah shnitnam b'lachash. He's a person who is worthy of learning those divrei Torah, those secrets that are meant to be passed over in secret, quietly. The pasuk continues. V'nasati ne'orim sareim. I'm going to appoint the ne'orim as their sarim. My v'nasati ne'orim sareim. What does this mean? Amar Belazar, Elu bnei Adam shemenu orer mina mitzvahs. Orer ma individuals that are bereft, void, empty of mitzvahs. They're going to be the leaders. They're going to lead Klal Yisrael. V'salulim yimshu labam talulim. What is that? Amar Papa bar Yaakov Tali bnei Tali. Tali in Aramaic is a fox. So foxes are going to run the show. A fox, the son of a fox. Sly fox. Doesn't have much except for slyness. They're going to be the leaders. A total of 18 klolis. V'leniskara daite. But he wasn't at peace until he added another one. Acha amar lehem yiravu anar bezakin. V'anikla benichpat. What does this mean? Eilu b'nei adam shemenu orim min ha-mitzvahs. Nar. Again, all those people devoid of mitzvahs. They're going to be yiravu bezakin. Yiravu b'misha memula b'mitzvahs kerimim. They're going to challenge and act in a haughty manner to people that are filled with mitzvahs, like a rimon is filled with pits. V'anikla b'nichpat. The nikla will challenge the nichpat. Yav misha chamuris, doimois olav kekalis. Nikla, a fellow who takes everything lightly. Even important mitzvahs, important averis to him are just kalis. Not much to it. He doesn't give much value to Torah mitzvahs. He's going to come along, v'yiravu, and they're going to act with gav and haughtiness, b'misha kalois, doimois, olav kachamuris, against a person who takes life seriously. A person who has tremendous yirah shemayim. Even small chatoim appear heavy and important and serious. So this lowly fellow, he's going to run the show. Oh, marav katina, afilu b'shas kishlein ish Yerushalayim. You're meant to know that even when Yerushalayim was experiencing this difficult moment, this downfall, lo yiposku mehem ad v'ali amana, the people were still men of integrity. You can still find an honest fellow. Shenemar ki yitfois ish ba'achiv beis aviv leimar. We're going to see soon what this means. Sim lo lecha katzin tiyeh lanu. So what's going on? He approaches his friend. Yitfois ish ba'achiv. He says, look, simla, what does simla mean? I have a shaylan in Torah and halacha. Can you explain things for me? Dvarim shebnei adam miskasin. Behem kesimlo, yesh non tachas yodecha. Those things that are hidden beneath a simlo, hidden under the garment. People are pretending that they don't know this Torah. I know that you have it. Yesh non tachas yodecha. You're in full possession of what I need to know. Please impart this knowledge to me. Share your knowledge of Torah. The pasuk continues. V'machshel hazois. What does that mean? Mai v'machshel hazois. It's again a reference to words of Torah. I need you to teach me. Dvarim she'ein mei adam imdin aleim. Torah is something which you can't really grasp properly. You don't really appreciate. Elim kei nichshel behem. Unless a person stumbles. He first stumbles. I don't get it this way. I don't get it that way. Then you finally chap it. Then you finally appreciate it. That's how Torah works. A bunch of trial and errors until you get to the final destination. So this is another way of referring to Torah. Look, this Torah, Yeshnon Tachas Yodech, I know you possess this knowledge, why can you share it with me? The fellow responds, what should I do? You're overestimating my abilities. Yisa bayemahu leimor, lo ye'eya chayush, uveisi ein lechem be'in simla, lo yisa simuni katsim. That's his response. What does this mean? So Yisa means, ein Yisa loshin shvuah, I promise, I swear. Shanema, we find Yisa means a promise. Lo Yisisa, Shema Hashem Lekecha. So listen to me. Believe me. That what? Lo Ye'eya Chayvesh, which means Lo Yisi Mi Chayvshi Beis HaMedrash. I wasn't one of those that sat in the Beis HaMedrash. I'm not a knowledgeable fellow. And he continues, Ubebeisi Ein Lechem Ein Simla. I don't have bread. I don't have a Simla. Which means Shem Yadu Lo Mikra Vela Mishnah Vela Gemara. I have nothing in my store. Nothing. And not Chumash, not Mishnah, it's not Gemara. So lechem is lashon of bread, of Torah, like we said, simla, the things that you hide under the simla. I don't have any of these. So we see that even during this difficult period in Yerushalayim, they were still honest with each other. He admitted that he didn't know. Well, it's not up to him. He better admit that he doesn't know, because otherwise he'll be tested. V'dilma shani yasa, maybe, big deal. The Amar Lugamirna, if he would have pretended to know, he would have pretended to have been a learned fellow, Amarly, they would tell him, Amalan, okay, let's hear. So he had no choice in the matter. That's not honesty. That's reality. Well, he still could have gotten out of it. Havali lemer gomar v'shachach. He could have said, well, yeah, I learned this gemara. I just forgot it. The fact that he says, I never learned. Mai loyeya chayvish. That was being honest. Loyeya chayvish kla. I never learned. I'll tell you the truth, I'm not a Talmud Chach. Eini, is that true that in Yerushalayim they were honest? Only happened when there was nobody left, no men of integrity. Go look around the streets in Yerushalayim. Ruuna, take a look. Go look around the city. I'll forgive Yerushalayim if you find anybody that's honest there. Apparently, there was no integrity. Like Kasha, the answer is, depends. For what? How about divrei Torah? When it came to ruchnius matters, Torah matters, people were honest. Look, I'll be honest with you. I never learned. I'm not a Talmud Chacham. But when it came to monetary matters, came to business, oh, it's a different story. How about maso mata? But divrei Torah, when it comes to learning, havu, they were men of integrity. They were honest. As opposed to maso maton, when it came to making money, lo yahavu, honesty was off the table. Tanu rabban. Let's go back to Masa Merkava. Masa Rabbi Yechman Zakei. It was an incident involving Rabbi Yechman. He's riding a donkey. On the road. Rabbi Lezer ben Arach Mechamer Acharav. His Talmud Rabbi Lezer was riding his donkey behind Rabbi Yechman. Amar Loi. So he turns to Rabbi Yechman and Rabbi. Shaneli Perek Echad Masa Merkava. Could you teach me one chapter of this lofty, esoteric topic, Masa Merkava? Amar lo, it's Rabbi Yechon response. Loi kach shenis lochem. Haven't I already taught you? It's inappropriate. V'loi b'merkava b'yachad. You're not meant to involve yourself in this topic, even if it's just one-on-one. Elim kein ha'yachacham, or maybe midat, unless the student qualifies. He's a chacham. He can have his own ability to understand. You just have to give him a little subtle hint, and he gets it. Amar lo, so Rabbi Lezer tells him, I'm up to par. You remember you even once taught me the Masa Merkava Rebbe. Tarsheni lo melefanecha. Allow me to present to you Davar Echad Shulamad Tani. You even taught me Masa Merkava. Can I present you with one concept of Masa Merkava? Some Mefarshim learn that although way back when Rabbi Lezer was worthy, but it seems like perhaps he forgot his Torah, and Rabbi Yechon was concerned that he was no longer holding at that point. So he came back and he tells him, look, I'm still there. Look, let me remind you what you yourself taught me. Amar lois Rabbi Yechon tells him, Amar, you can speak. Miyad immediately. Yorad Rabbi Yechon men zakeh melech amar. Rabbi Yechon descended from that donkey. V'nisatev, and he wrapped himself. Derech kavod. V'yoshev ala evan, tachas azayis. Took a seat on the stone beneath the olive tree. Amar lois Rabbi Lezer tells him, Rebbe, v'pneimah yoram tov melech amar. Why'd you come off the donkey? Amar, he says, Efshar ata doyrish v'masim rakava. Can it be so that you're going to be sitting and learning masim rakava with me? U'shchina imano. We're going to merit the presence of shchina. U'malach ha'shoris malav v'nesono. We're surrounded by malachim. Ani erkav alachamor. I'm going to still sit on. I could be on a donkey. Of course not. Miyad pasach Rabbi Lezer ben Arach masim rakava. Immediately Rabbi Lezer begins presenting masim rakava. V'darash. And he started speaking. V'yarda eishim ha'shamayim. And suddenly spiritual fire comes down from Shemayim, v'sichicha kolaylano shebesad, and charred all the trees in the area. Poscho kulan v'amr shir. Everybody, the whole world, all the trees in the area started singing to Hashem. Mashir amr. What did they say? Pasuk and Tehillim. Hallelujah Hashem in the aretz. Taninim chol toimos. Eis peri v'chol arazim. Hallelujah. Nena malach mina ish v'amr. Suddenly, a malach voice calls out from the fire and says, Hein, hein, Masa Merkava. You got it. You're right on. This is Masa Merkava. It's like the story with the Rebbe of the Chafetz Chaim. All the night, learning, whatever he was learning, they're surrounded with fire, with malachim. Seeing this, hearing this, Amad Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai got up, and he was so proud of his student, V'noshka al-Roshi, gave him a kiss on his forehead, V'amar, Baruch Hashem Elokei Yisrael, Shenosan Ben, Avram Avinu, that he granted Avram Avinu, a child, a son, a descendant, has the ability to delve, to investigate, to understand Masa Merkava. And you know what? It's very fitting It's very appropriate that you engage in this topic. Why? Yesh no edorish, ve'no amekayim. At times you have a good speaker, an eloquent, articulate speaker, but ve'no amekayim, you know, he doesn't really live up to what he's speaking. It's just external. He packages it nicely, but it's not internally consistent with his day-to-day lifestyle. No emekayim. On the other hand, you could have a big talmud chacham, a big tzaddik, who's pure through and through, but ve'no edorish, he's not much of a speaker. You have both qualities. Ata no edorish, you present well, ve'no emekayim, and you're consistent internally as well. Ashrecha Avraham Avinu, fortunate your grandfather Avraham Avinu, she'elazar ben Aruch yotze machalotzecha, that he had a descendant, Elazar ben Aruch. What's the connection to Avraham Avinu? Farshim say, I think it's Marsha. Just like Avraham Avinu acquired his knowledge through internal efforts. It was his own investigation, his own analysis that brought him to Amunas Hashem. Elazar ben Aruch was a chacham, maybe midaitai. So, kept the legacy, kept the tradition going. When this whole incident was presented to Rabbi Shua, it was when he and Rabbi Yossi were walking along the road. Amru, they said, you know what? Let's do the same. Af anu nidresh masim rakav. Let's get involved in the same topic. Pasach Rabbi Shua b'darsh. Rabbi Shua begins discussion on masim rakav. And look what happened. That day was the middle of Tammuz, the middle of the Tammuz season, the middle of the summer season. Not your typical rain day. Niskashru shamayim b'avim. Suddenly, clouds gather in the sky, and suddenly you see this rainbow in the clouds, an expression of the Shekhinah, and suddenly Malachi Asharis gathered around them to listen in, like people who are coming and trying to take part in the experience, the festive wedding experience, to see the celebrations of the Chasen V'Kala. It's like Matan Torah, Chasen Akala. Here too is Masim Rakava being learned. Everybody came to listen. Halach Rabbi Yisya Koin. Rabbi Yisya Koin went along with Sipur Dvarim L'Frei Rechem Zakei, and told over this whole story that happened with him and Rabbi Shua on the road. He related to Rabbi Yechem Zakei. V'Amar, and he responded with pride. Ashreichem, fortunate are you. V'Ashrei Latchem, unfortunate are those who bore you, your parents. Ashrei Einai Shekach Ro, lucky are my eyes. Who saw that my Talmidim have reached such a high pinnacle. V'af Ani V'Atem, actually, I had a vision at night. V'af Ani V'Atem B'Chalemi, had a dream that you and me, Amosuben Hayinan Har Sinai, we were on Har Sinai, V'nitna Leinu Baskel Mashamayim, suddenly there's a Baskel calling out to us, Alulukan, Alulukan, rise here, come up. Tzraklin Gedolim, these great chambers, Umatzos Nois, Mutzos Lachem, these bread spreads prepared for you, Atem Vatamidechem, Vatamidechem, come to the chambers of Gan Eden, we have these breads prepared for you, you and your students' students, Mizumanen, the Kashlishis, are invited to come join the Kashlish, the third group of the Shekhinah. Says the Gemara, is that so that Rabbi Yechem HaZakai listened to Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch presenting Masa Bereishis? V'atani, we have a Braisa which says like this. This is actually the end of that previous Braisa, Rabbi Yechanan. The Braisa concludes like this. We have a list of those who presented Masa Merkab. Rabbi Yechanan read the Iman. Shloisha Hartzoyzen. There were three individuals who presented Masa Merkab. Shloisha Hartzoyzen. Rabbi Yeshua. Here it says, Varim Lefnei Rabbi Yechim HaZakai. Rabbi Shua presented to Rabbi Yechim on his Rabbi. Rabbi Akiva, here it says, Lefnei Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Akiva presented to Rabbi Shua. Chanani bin Chechinai, here it says, Lefnei Rabbi Akiva. He presented to Rabbi Akiva. So basically, if you go up the chain, Chanani is on the bottom. He presented to Rabbi Akiva his Rabbi, who presented to his Rabbi Rabbi Yeshua, who presented to his Rabbi Yechim HaZakai. The first one say, apparently, it's a big deal that you present to your Rebbe, which indicates that you're holding at a point where you can expound and elaborate on these concepts more above and beyond what your Rebbe taught you, right? You're going even further. And actually, you were able to pass that on to your students. So you're a solid link in that chain of Mesorah, of Masim Rakav. You passed it on to your students to the extent that they absorbed it to the point that they were able to present to you and elaborate to you. So that's the chain. On top is Rabbi Yechman Zakai, to his Talmud Rabbi Shua, to Rabbi Kiva, to Hachanani ben Hachinai. Well, we're missing Rabbi Lezer. V'ilu Rabbi Lezer ben Arach Leke Choshev. Why didn't he mention Rabbi Lezer? Who also presented to Rabbi Yechman? And says the Gemara, the Arzi v'Arzu Kamei Kachoshev. Only those individuals who presented to their Rebbe and were presented by their Talmidim, so they formed this solid link in the chain, Kachoshev, they are counted on this list. But the Arzi, but those who presented to their Rebbe, v'Le Arzu Kamei, but more than Zeicha, their Talmidim should present to them, which is indicative of their power of Messiah, how they were able to pass it on to their Talmidim to the point that the Talmud was able to reach that point and present and elaborate to him. If you don't have that, like a Choshev, the Brisa did not discuss those people. One second, but what's the bottom of the list? Who's in the bottom of the chain? Hanani, right? V'Hanani v'Chachinai, the Le'atzu Kamei, we don't find that others presented to him, v'Kachoshev, and he's listed in the Brisa. Right? He presented to Rabbi Kiva. And says the Gemara, you're right. The reason why it's mentioned is because of Rabbi Kiva. The Arzi, Mia, Kamei Mad Arzi. The reason why we mentioned Hanani Mechachinai is to show that he presented, the Arzi, he presented, Mia at least, Kamei in front of Rabbi Kiva, who was Mad Arzi, who presented to his Rabbi Rishu. So the point of mentioning Hanani is just to bring out the power of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva was one who presented to his Rabbi, and also likewise, his Talmud Hanani presented to him. Tana Rabbanan, Arba'ah, the following four individuals, Nichnasu bePardes, they visited Pardes. Pardes is Rashi Tevis, Pshat, Remez, Drush Soid. They reached the highest pinnacles of Torah and Hasaga of Shechina. They went into the Pardes, this orchard. Tosfos says, Le'olo l'malo mamish. Not literally that their body left and they went up to some higher location. Elo nira hayo lahem kimisha olu. It appeared like they left. V'chein pirush ba'aruch. So if you take a look at the aruch, he says a lashon more or less like the point is not physical transportation; it's more of a mental and neshama type of connection. That they delved into the depth of their own heart and neshama, and they uncovered and discovered the deepest secrets of reality of Hashem of Shechina. And that's the term nichnasu bepardes. So the neshama is connected to some really high realm up there. Ve'elein, who are these four? Ben Azai, uben Zayma. They were called this way because they had not smicha at that point. Acher, he's the third individual. Actually, he used to be a Tana. Elisha ben Avuya, we're going to see tomorrow, Bez Hashem, said the whole unfortunate saga involving him. And the fourth one was Rabbi Akiva. Amar and Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva warned his fellow colleagues, Shatem Nech Magin, when you rise up there and you get to the point of Eitzel Avnei Shayish Tar, you see the clear marble stones which appear like water, al toimru mayim. You shouldn't say, well, water, we can't pass. Because it's not really water. B'shem she'nemar, so it says, doyver shekarim, lo yikun neged einai. One who speaks falsehood can't be in front of me. Hashem is speaking. So, be careful. Only speak words of truth. So what happened? Ben Azai hates it. Umes. He took a glimpse. He peeked at the Shechina and he was overwhelmed and he passed away. Olav akosav oimer. Yokar b'nei Hashem. It's difficult for Hashem. Hamafsal chasidim, when his chasidim pass away, but there's no alternative, says Rashi. I efshe shalo yomus. M'shem shenemar ki lo yirani adam v'chai. Pasuk in Shmoyis Lamed Gimel. One who experiences such an exposure of to Hashem, lo yirani adam v'chai. His neshama gets drawn out of his body. It's overwhelming, and he had to pass away. Ben Zoyma says the Gemara hits its v'nifka. He peaked and he became mentally unstable. It affected his psyche. V'alavakosav Omer, Dvash Motzasa, when you encounter honey, Echol Dayecha, eat an appropriate measure. Don't overdo it. Why? Pentis Ba'eno, you might overeat it. V'ikasa, and you'll vomit. It's too much. He too was overwhelmed by the Ashkhina that he witnessed, and he became affected. What happened to Acher? He misapplied what he saw. He misunderstood. It's a mushroom. Like we're speaking about a pardes, which has saplings and trees. So he chopped away. He destroyed the trees there. Basically, he misapplied what he saw, and he came away with a wrong impression of the Shechina, which negated our emuna, as we're going to see tomorrow. And finally, Rabbi Kiva, he had a safe journey. Yotza b'sholem, he went up and came back b'sholem, unaffected. He acquired the highest madrigas, vasagas, achachma, and it was only to his benefit. It didn't adversely affect. Once we mentioned Ben Zoyma, says the Gemara, we had actually a shayla in halacha. Shalu is Ben Zoyma. They asked Ben Zoyma the following question. Mahu lisrusei kalba. Sirus is a process involving sterilizing the animal. Couldn't that be done to a dog? Why would I think so? Rashi says, because the concept of sirus is mentioned by the halachas of mum, of the karbonis. That's what the pasuk discusses sirus. And actually, a dog is not a potential carbon at all. Even the exchange, something exchanged for a dog is unfit for a carbon. So perhaps the issur of sirus, of sterilization, doesn't apply to a kelev. So yes or no? Amalim, he tells him no. It applies as well. The pasuk says sirus should not be done anywhere in your place of dwelling. Kol sheba'artzachem leisasu, anywhere, it's irrelevant whether it's potential carbon or not. Furthermore, Sholos ben Zoyma, they asked him the following question. B'sulo she'ibra, ma'ol kohen gadol. As we know, a kohen gadol may only marry a b'sul. What happens if we find that Isha was expecting? We assume naturally she had relations with a man which affected her b'sulim status. She's no longer a b'sula, but she claims she is a b'sula. Is that at all possible? Can Isha be mi'uberes and still be a b'sul? What's the question? Mi chayshinan lidishmo. Can we suggest that what happened to her was, as Shmuel describes, Dama Shmuel, Yachal ani livel kama bilois bloy dam. I can engage with an Isha without changing her physical status. I know how to do that. Without removing the psula, without the psulim, without generating dam. So perhaps this is what happened to this Isha as well, and we'll believe it. She's a psula. Idimo, perhaps it's impractical. It's uncommon. The Shmuel is shchicha. You can't just use that as an excuse. You need to be a real expert for that. It's not something which you would readily assume happened to the Isha. So which way is it? Is she trusted or not? Amalu, he responded, you know what? The Shmuel is shchiach. You're right. To assume that Shmuel's method was applied, that's something we wouldn't. It's uncommon. We're not gonna go with that. But still, we can assume that she's a psul. You know why? B'chashinan, we can suggest. Shema ba'ambati ibra. There's another way of becoming expecting through the ambati. Let's just take a rinse and a bath, and perhaps there was some zera remaining there from a man that used the ambati, and that went into her system and created the ibra, which didn't affect her psulim status, and she's roi for a kohen gadol. Asks the Gemara, is that practical? Va'amar Shmuel kol shichva zera she'ena yoyre kecheitz ena mazra. Zera, which doesn't come out like a shooting like an arrow in a certain fashion, which indicates that it has the power to impregnate, it's not going to do anything. How can you suggest that the Isha became Uberis and Ambati? And says the Gemara, Mikara nami yorikichetz ava. Initially, when I left the man, it did leave in that manner. Has the ability to be ma'aber. So although it's not lying in a passive state, it can enter the woman and be ma'aber. And still, she'll be a besula. So, bottom line is, we do accept her story. Okay, so a quick brief chazara. We discussed the fact that Hashem creates malachim every day who sing Shira and cease to exist. That's the totality of their existence. We discussed the Tuki Sois in Shemaim, the expression of Din, expression of Chesed, Keil Melech, Yeshiv Al Kisei Rachmim. We discussed the downfall of Yerushalayim, where they still maintained integrity at a certain point when it came to spiritual matters. We had this wonderful story of Rabbi Yechim Azaka and his Talmud, who were engaged in Masa Merkava and surrounded with malachim and Shechina. A similar story to Rabbi Yisya Koin or Rabbi Shua. And the story with the Arbo, Shenichnasu Bepardes, and only Rabbi Kiva, was Zeichat to come out Bishal. Psurus Tevis and Hatzlacha Rabbi to you.